What the? It's January 1, 2021. Can't even believe it. Actually, I can't believe it, and I'm excited for it. And hopefully you can tell in my voice, I have a lot of energy and enthusiasm for what's to come. Now, I'm not saying that I think at the turn of the clock, something magically happened and now everything's going to change and we're not going to be, I don't know, dealing with what we're dealing with out there. I don't mean that. I just mean when I look to the future, I get excited. And I wanted to drop this bonus episode for you on this important day, because this is the day where we start to look to the future, where we start to make plans for what 2021 is going to look like, where we start to think about re-energizing and reinventing ourselves, maybe kind of taking a new path or taking on some new goals. And I was inspired to add this podcast by a client turned good friend of mine who wrote an article on LinkedIn where she talked about a story that I shared and some advice that I gave actually years ago now to her and actually her company. I was doing a keynote for all of them. The entire company took the Innovation Quotient Edge assessment, the IQE, the only tool that helps you discover your natural style of innovation. So this is like your foundational element for moving forward with innovation and reaching your human potential and elevating your performance. So they had everybody take it. I was keynoting and I end with this story and this piece of advice. And in this article she wrote just the other day, she put, you know, I'd wish I'd taken Tamara's advice earlier. I wish I had done it all those years ago when she first said it to me and to the company. And she's doing it now. And I'm so proud of her. But that line stuck with me. So I thought, you know what? January 1 is the perfect time to share this story with the world and to inspire, hopefully, everybody out there to do this one piece of thing I'm about to share. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share this story that I know has inspired so many people, that inspired her and made her really think about when she did it, in the hopes that it does that for you. Here we go. So it starts like this. In fact, let me start by asking you a question. If we know we need to change and we know we need to innovate, we know we need to step up and be bolder, why don't we do it? What holds you back? If you were to just say out loud to yourself while you're in your car or at your desk or in your kitchen cooking or wherever you are, what is it? When I ask this question, and what some of you have probably already said across the globe, is things like time, resources. And those two things I agree with on one hand. On the other hand, I'd say it's the lack of those things that can force you to innovate. In fact, those constraints can be great meat for innovation, great ingredients for innovation. But the other thing I also hear, of course, is fear. The fear to step up, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of looking stupid, fear of the consequences, fear of getting out of your comfort zone. The list of fear goes on. And I think that's totally true. And I also think it has to do with bungee jumping. Let me explain. So I was rattling along the Costa Rican highway with my good friend on our vacation in this rented Jeep that was probably more duct tape than it was Jeep. And we saw it. It was this hand-painted sign on the side of the road. And it said, bungee jumping, next right. Actually, now that I'm retelling the story, I think it said buggy jumping. It was this old, like, you know, appliance box with like third grader painting on it, but it didn't matter. We got the point. We were going. So we veered off the highway and we went down these dusty old roads and landed at this abandoned shack and this rusty old bridge. And we happened to get there at the same time as this other pair of travelers, clearly also looking for some off the beaten path adventure. And we all got out of our Jeeps and our, you know, lightweight matching REI travel gear. We thought we were so cool. And we signed in and we walked over to the bridge where this nice young man with a heap of cords and equipment at his feet and a big pearly white smile looked at us and he said, who wants to go first? Well, let's just say I did not argue when the other pair of travelers agreed to go first. I looked over that bridge at that steep ravine and that was so high up there that the raging waters just looked like trickles around these boulders, and I took a step back, and I let everybody else go first. And then one by one, I watched them jump off the bridge in sheer terror. But then they came back up with a look of total joy on their faces. Then it was my turn. And here's the thing. I don't remember him strapping the Velcro straps to my ankles. I don't remember him then attaching those straps to the bridge. I came to as I was being hoisted up onto the ledge with nothing to hold on to. And my legs are shaking and my heart is pounding so fast you can see it through my shirt. He looked at me and he said, "Okay, Tamara, on the count of three, you're going to jump up and away from the bridge." And I thought to myself, okay, I should probably remember that. That sounds like important advice. And then he started to count. One, two, and I jumped. I couldn't wait one more second. If I had waited to three, I would have jumped back down to the safety of the bridge. And I promised myself that day as I was being hoisted up that I would never forget that 1 second. It takes 1 second to brush a good idea under the rug, to talk ourselves out of the thing that we know we should and want to do. It takes 1 second from between stepping forward into something new and bold and satisfying back into our comfort zone. It takes 1 second to turn a what if into a now what. So the voice that I constantly hear in my head, the voice that my good friend Kelly was referring to in this article that she wrote, the voice that keeps me moving forward and innovating and staying ahead of change, is jump on two. And that is the advice and the voice that I want you to continue to hear as you move forward. And I encourage and frankly, I challenge all of us to make 2021 the year that we all jump onto. Tamara out.